Hang on here.
How are you doing? I'm doing pretty good. Thank you very much for asking. Trevor, my name is Mario. I'm one of the RMs. If it's okay with you, I'm going to try to keep this, pretty straight to the point. I like to, just be a straight shooter, brother, and, keep things pretty simple. I hope that's okay with you.
Yeah.
Okay. Trevor, PR Plumbing, how long have you guys been in business? I just need to ask a few questions and I'll provide you the pricing.
Since January 7th, 2024.
Oh, you guys are still within a year?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay, perfect. Not sure if Tara advised you, but, for companies that are under a year, on the first page of Google, there is a different pricing that applies to you, just as a heads up. Which is a discounted rate. Anyhow, have you guys set up a website for the company yet, Trevor?
No, we have not.
You have not? Okay. The only reason I'm asking is that part of the service that we offer, since we, our primary objective is to place you guys on the first page of Google, we would actually build the website for the company, and we don't charge anything additional for that. It's already included within the service. Okay, just as a heads up there. I am going to send you a text message with a sample website just so you can have an idea of what we would do. It's going to come from our company here at Local Splash. If you can just please let me know if you got it, brother.
I got it.
You received it?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, if you open that up really quick, it's going to say on the headline there, it's going to say Four Elements Plumbing, LLC. You don't, let me know if you see that.
Yep, I see that.
Okay, right there where it says Four Elements Plumbing, obviously the title there will be TR Plumbing, right? And then if you scroll down where it says Our Services, we will list the services that you, TR offers, Trevor. Like an example, this company offers faucet repair, emergency plumbing, sink repair, copper welding, sewer repair. Whatever services that you guys are rendering the public, we would list those on the website that we would create for TR, okay? And then if you have any pictures that you've taken so far, we can also upload those to the website, okay, just as a heads up.
Okay.
And then, I'll make this really, I'll make this really quick. If you just scroll all the way to the bottom, right there under hours of operations, obviously we'll list what times you guys are able to take calls from clients and what time you guys are open from. And then right under navigation, what cities you guys are willing to travel to and how far you're willing to go for new clients. And then if you look at the bottom right portion, there's like a little phone and text message icon. Do you see those right at the bottom right corner?
Yeah.
Yeah, so we'll link up the number ending in 1101 to the to both of these symbols. So when the customer wants to either text or call you, they just have to hit the little phone icon and they'll be able to dial you directly. They don't have to look up your number. Okay. So the other thing is that we would place you guys right alongside of Just Plumbing, Michael and Son. You have R.S. Andrews, Buds Plumbing, Buchanan Plumbing, and Steamly Plumbing of Hampton Roads. Not sure if you ever heard of any of these companies, Trevor.
Yeah, I've heard of all of
them. Oh, have you really? All of them?
Yeah, they're all pretty big companies around our area.
Oh, okay. Well, these companies, and here, I'm just going to shoot you straight, brother. Their golden ticket here is not that they're doing plumbing better than, TR is, or they're doing some just amazing over-the-top job that, puts them as top recommended. It's the simple fact that when anyone in the area of Newport or the surrounding areas types in anything that has to be related to plumbing jobs, these companies come up as first options on Google, and that's how they stay busy, right? So that position that we have open, you would be listed right alongside of these companies, Trevor, okay? And then when anybody types in any of the keywords that you provide, whether it's emergency plumbing, leak fixing, anything that has to do with the services that you offer, you would come up as also one of the top recommended right alongside of your competition, obviously. Okay. Any social media presence, Trevor?
Facebook.
Facebook. Okay. That's good to hear because we work hand by hand with Meta. I'm sure you're familiar with Meta. Meta is who runs and operates Facebook. So since we work with them, we would be able to promote the Facebook page that you have for TR Plumbing, and then we would also be able to run ads on there for you. Okay. Are you familiar how ads work on Facebook by any chance?
No.
Okay. Well, you know what? Thank you for being honest, brother. I get a lot of people that say, yeah, I think I know what that is. And then when I ask them, well, this and this and that, they're like, oh, man, I really don't know. So thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks for being honest, brother. So Facebook ads, it's a genius thing that Google and Meta have came up with, right? So just as a quick example, and you can do this on your own. Let's say you get on your phone right now, Trevor, and you type in, I mean, whatever. Plumbing company. I mean, you're a plumber. So let's say you type in on Google plumbing company. You're going to get your locals. Google's going to give you a list of the local options, right? The ones that I just mentioned to you. Later on in the day, when you go on your Facebook account and you're just, you know, digging through your friends and the news or whatever you do on your personal Facebook page, suddenly you're going to start seeing ads that pop up for plumbing companies in the area. And then you're thinking to yourself, well, why in the world am I seeing these ads on my Facebook page? Well, because earlier in the day, you were on Google searching for a plumber. So what Google does, since it works with Meta, it sends that information over to them. So same concept, right? Anyone looking for any type of plumbing work on Google, you know, when that particular client goes onto their Facebook page, they will see ads for TR Plumbing on their Facebook page, right? And then it's like, okay, well, why are they seeing that? Because they were looking for a plumber on Google. Okay, so it's an excellent thing that creates quite a bit of leads. That's why our clients love that feature because it keeps them quite occupied. We also work directly with Yelp. I'm not sure if you ever heard of Yelp.
Yeah, I have a Yelp account. I made it the other day.
Oh, you did. Okay. Are you paying for it or are you getting the free service?
Free service.
Okay. So we would place you on the paid end, right? I mean, if you already have one, that's fine. We can work with the one that you have or we can actually build a new post on Yelp for the company. We work with Yelp and then we work with Apple. I'm sure you're familiar with Apple for anyone that carries an iPhone and uses Safari to do their searches.
Yeah, I have my phone and iPad.
Oh, see, there you go. So you would be listed on Apple's platform as well since we work with them, okay? And here's the bottom line, Trevor. I mean, I'm just trying to be very transparent, brother. I promise I'm not here to waste your time. Are you in a position right now where you are able to take on new clients? I mean, are you able to take on new customers? I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you. My apologies. Let me put up my... Okay.
Yeah,
you are. Okay, perfect, perfect. Are you working solo right now, Trevor? Do you have a crew, or how are you operating?
I am solo right now, but as soon as I get enough work to overwork me, I'm going to hire somebody.
Excellent. Okay. I mean, that's an ideal, and I'm going to be straight up. I mean, that's what we're looking for. So the service with Google, Trevor, is actually quite affordable, and it's on a month-to-month basis. It's $2.99 per month. There's no contract, and it's, like I said, it's month-to-month. So what does that mean? That means that you are able to stop or cancel the service at any time. But if I'm being straight with you, I mean, I don't see why you would want to cancel the service if we're keeping you busy. Because at the end of the day, that's what it comes down to, man. You know, I don't like to sugarcoat things. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Will it stay at that cost pretty much for?
Yeah, as far as you're with us and the longevity that you're with us, that cost is never going to go up and it's never going to come down. It does not matter whether you get, you know, 20 jobs in a month or you get 25 jobs in a month. None of that matters, right? We're not a pay-per-lead or a pay-per-click service, right? I mean, we're not like, you know, companies like Angie's, Home Advisor, Thumbtag. All these are third-party vendors. And the way that they operate is that, you know, they charge you per call, per lead. Google does not do that. I mean, you know, there's no need for Google to do that because at the end of the day, what matters is that, you know, we continue to keep you busy. And as long as we keep you busy, we're able to keep a relationship with TR Plumbing on a long term. And that's what we're looking for.
Okay. And will I have a direct number to somebody to talk to them about, like, the account, like the website and everything like that?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I can be one of your point of contacts, or you can, we can also, set you up to speak to our, you know, somebody on our IT side. That could always happen. We will also give you access to a dashboard, Trevor, which is a portal that we're required to do under Google guidelines, which means that you're going to have access to see all the back end work that we're doing and all the back end, like how many calls you're getting, how many people are going onto the site, you know, how many jobs are being generated, all the back end stuff you're going to be able to see. Also on the website, if you wanted, like, let's say to make a change or add a picture, you can contact, our IT department or you can do it yourself. But yes, absolutely. You can definitely have a point of contact.
All right. That's good. I like that.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we're, like I said, you're dealing now, directly with, you know, Google, first page, and direct partners. So it's completely different. I know a lot of people, you know, they deal with other companies that are third-party vendors, and they get such a sour taste in their mouth, and they think everyone's the same. And I just tell people, no, man, it's not that way, right? It's, there's a big difference when you buy a Kia than when you buy a BMW, man.
Oh, yeah.
You know? So, Trevor, what's your last name, if you don't mind me asking, brother?
Reed, R-E-E-D.
Okay. And do you have an email address?
I do. It's trplumber@yahoo.com.
Okay. Oh, haven't heard Yahoo in a while, man. I got to tell you.
Yeah, well, once I get a website, I should be able to change my email address to the domain, right?
Yeah. Yeah, you're absolutely correct, man. Yep. All right. Hold on. Give me a second here. Okay. Let's see here. I must have misspelled something because it's telling me the email is incorrect. Oh, okay. There it is. Okay. Bear with me here 1 second. You said trplumber@yahoo.com, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Okay. All right. Give me a second. I'm trying to figure out why it's giving me an error message here on your email.
Yeah, trplumber@yahoo.com.
Okay, I have trplumber.
No, okay. Plumber is plumber.
God, okay. No, I understood that, but okay. Forgive me, I was, you're right. I put, that was, okay, man, it's been a long day. I apologize, man. I just fixed it and it went right. I guess I got to go back to grammar school, man. I don't know what's going on. Okay. The 597, 1101. Is that a good number to list on Google where the customers can reach you?
Yes, that is my phone number.
That's your phone number. Okay, perfect. What address do you have the business registered to, Trevor? Don't worry, we're not going to list this on Google. This is just for our records.
It's 126 okay. Summer Glen. Summer Glen is one word. Summer Glen Ridge, Newport News, Virginia, 23602.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, came right up. 23602. Perfect. Now, what days and what times that you wanted to show on Google that you're open and available to do work?
Monday through Friday, 8 to 6.
8 to 6. Okay. Are you doing weekends or no weekends?
Emergency calls on the weekends only.
Okay. Give me a second. That's a big deal there. Emergency calls, weekends only. Okay. Perfect. And then how far from Newport are you willing to travel for new customers, Trevor? And that's an important question because we're going to push the promotion out, you know, depending on how far you're willing to travel, whether it's 20, 30 miles. I mean, you let me know.
Be 30 miles.
30 miles. Okay. The Facebook page that you say you have, what's the name of it?
TR Plumbing, LLC.
TR Plumbing, LLC. Is there a design that I should look for?
Yes, it's blue. It's blue and white and black.
Blue, white, and black. Okay. Okay. Now, for the website, do you have pictures that you've taken of your work, Trevor?
Yeah.
You have? Okay, perfect. That's good. Make sure that you do that, you know, because we would need those to put them on the website and, of course, also on Google, man. So that's a good thing. Okay. Okay, tomorrow, which is Friday, Trevor, you'll get a call from our IT guys, right? These are the guys that are going to build the website, you know, are going to do the ads on Facebook, do the Apple. They do, I mean, I'm sure you know what the IT department is, right? I mean, they do all the back-end work.
Yeah.
They're going to give you a call tomorrow. What time would you have about 30 minutes to spare tomorrow?
Let me look.
Yeah, please, if you can do that, that'd be great. If you definitely make sure you are available at a good timing, because, you know, just want to make sure we get the ball rolling.
Probably 1. It'll probably be before 1. Okay. Yeah.
I'm looking
probably at, like 1:30.
1:30. Okay. I was just gonna tell you. I was looking at their the IT department's calendar, and they have a 2 p.m. open. Would that be okay with you?
Yep. 2 p.m. work.
Okay. Bear with me 1 second. Just do me a favor. Make sure you don't miss that call. It's important. You know, that's the IT guys. So just be attentive at 2 p.m. I do need to create a password for the account, Trevor. That's in the event that you call us or we call you. We want to make sure that's you on the line. You get to choose one of these three questions, and the answer will be the password. Your mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your pet's first name?
Mother's maiden name.
Mother's maiden name. Okay, and what is that?
Louder Milk.
Okay. Can you help me spell that? Do you mind?
It's L-O-U-D-E-R-M-I-L-K.
Oh, just as it sounds. Okay. Perfect. Okay.
Yep.
If you don't mind me asking, brother, and I don't mean to be intrusive, but you know what? I've dealt with so many names. I've never heard that one before. Where's that from?
German.
German. Okay. Gotcha. Perfect. Okay. That definitely makes sense. Okay.
Yeah.
And then, Trevor, you do have access to trplumber@yahoo.com, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect, because I'll be sending the confirmations there in a second. Okay. And then the work that you're doing, are you only doing residential or are you open for commercial work as well, Trevor?
Open for commercial work as well.
Okay, perfect. Sorry for the question. The system just prompted me to ask you that. Obviously, you know, the reason that we ask these questions is we know as soon as you hit these platforms, I mean, you know, definitely busy is something you will be. That's why we ask these questions.
Yeah.
So just give me a second here. Okay. Perfect. And then, and regarding the $299, Trevor, how did you want to take care of that? We do take Visa, MasterCard, and Amex, which is American Express.
Visa card.
Visa. Now, does the card say Trevor Reed, or is it going to say TR Plumbing?
It says both.
Both. Okay. Do you have a middle initial?
Not on the card, no.
Okay, perfect. Because we work with the secure system, so that's why we have to make sure that it's completely accurate. Okay. Whenever you're ready, you can go ahead and provide the numbers to me, and then I'll send the confirmation to your email as we're on the phone.
It's 4739.
Okay.
9200.
Okay.
0073.
Okay.
9382.
Okay. Expiration date?
0929.
Did you say 290929?
Correct.
Okay. And then the CC code, it's going to be the last three behind the card.
853.
Okay. All right, Trevor, just give me 1 second while I validate that the card that you provided is a valid one. That just take me a couple of minutes. Bear with me here 1 quick second. While I'm doing that, I do have to read our disclosure to you, and this will just take me about 30 seconds. Okay. I'm going to walk you through what is called the voice verification. The reason behind this is that we do have you on a discounted pre-agreement, and as an added form of protection, we'll send this to you in writing with your invoice. As I'm walking you through this, if there's anything that you need me to clarify, Trevor, please let me know, and I'll be more than happy to do so. Again, welcome to Local Splash Voice Verification. The call is being both monitored and recorded for quality assurance and to outline the service that you'll receive with Local Splash. To make sure that I have everything correct, Trevor, can you please state the name of the company?
DR Plumbing, LLC.
Thank you very much. Can you please state your name and the title that you have with the business?
Trevor Reed, the president.
President, perfect. You are an authorized party to enter this agreement on behalf of TR Plumbing LLC, correct?
Correct.
Okay, and you are an authorized party on the billing account, correct?
Correct.
Okay. To get results as fast as possible, Mr. Reed, we ask that you are also involved in the growth of the company. For this reason, we ask if you agree to be responsive to our emails and phone calls when it's necessary. Okay, perfect. In hiring Local Splash, Trevor, we will be your certified marketing representatives moving forward. All we ask that is if at any point you bring any other company on board for any reason, that you keep us in the loop. We want to make sure we're not duplicating our efforts.
Okay.
Your initial payment term will be processed today, December 5th. The amount is $299. The next payment won't be due until next year, January 5th. And that's going to be your flat rate. Again, that amount will never change, $299. Also, keep in mind that this is not a contract, Trevor. We have to advise you that you do have the right to stop or cancel the service at any time if we're not meeting your expectations. Okay? Again, we hope that's not the case, but we do have to let you know that you have that right. Okay?
All right.
And then lastly, do you understand and agree to our renewal and cancellation terms? Okay, perfect. Just bear with me here 1 quick second. Make sure I have everything here. All right. As I was processing the transaction, it said it's been stopped. Normally why this happens, just so you know, because I bank with Chase and Bank of America. You know, I like to let clients know you should be getting a text message. I don't know if you normally get that. You have to authorize it in order for us to process it. I don't know if that's something that your bank does.
Usually, I haven't received a text yet.
Oh, okay. All right, just give it about a minute or two. Normally, you'll get it. It's normally what the banks do as a safety protection for their clients, right? Like sometimes I'll go and try to purchase something at Home Depot or somewhere, and sometimes it would, just as a secondary measure, I'll decline it, and I'll get a text message saying, hey, is it you trying to process this transaction? So that's normally what it appears that happened here. And just give me 1 second here. Let me just verify this transaction. The billing address for the card is at 126 Summer Glen Ridge.
Yeah.
Okay. That's in Newport News, Virginia, 23602. Okay. And then I just want to make sure I have all the details on the card correct. Trevor, T-R-V-O-R, Reed. It's R-E-E-D, and then T-R Plumbing. That's what the card reads. Okay. Seems like I do definitely have a...
You can put the card read, you can put it on as my name, Trevor Reed.
Trevor, okay, Trevor Reed, okay. Perfect. All right, let me see if that makes a difference. Okay. Bear with me one quick second. All right. Do you mind verifying the card number for me just one more time? Make sure I have that correct, Trevor.
Yeah, 1 second. Let me pull it back up.
Yeah, sorry about that, brother.
All right.
Go ahead. Mm-hmm.
4739.
Okay.
9200.
Okay.
0073.
Okay.
9382.
0982, the last four?
No, it's 9382.
Okay. All right, let me read this back to you, man. I hope that I didn't make this mistake myself. I have 4739 9200 9200 0073 9382.
Correct.
Okay. All right, and then the expiration date you gave me was 9/29.
Yeah.
And the CC code 853.
Yeah.
All right. Bear with me here one quick second. Let's see. Okay, Ed went through, Trevor. I don't know if I had the something was I must have put wrong on there, man. I apologize. Like I said, it's been a long day for me, brother. But it went through now. You're going to be receiving text messages pretty soon, Mr. Reed, saying welcome to the company. You're going to get emails as well. I mean, you're going to get quite a few of them, right, saying welcome to the company. It's going to give you all the accesses that you need for the websites and so forth. There's one in particular, Trevor, that you're going to receive. Here, let me see if it's sent over to you yet. Do you have access to your website right now? Okay. Yeah. The one that needs your attention, it's going to say Local Splash Initial Invoice, brother. Can you open that one up?
Is it the text message?
No. It's going to be through your email. Do you have access to your email?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you got text messages, but it's way more simple if we do it via email. I mean, I can walk you through this because there's one email.
Is it the one that says, welcome you and provide your credentials?
No. It's going to say Local Splash Initial Invoice. That's
okay,
the title. Yeah, so when you open that up, towards the bottom portion...
I haven't gotten that one yet.
Okay, hold on here. Let me... I just resend it over to you right now because it's showing me that it was already sent, but I just sent it to you. Give it about 20 or 30 seconds. You should get it again. It's going to say Local Splash Initial Invoice. Let me know when you open that one up in particular. Like I said, I just sent it. It should get to you in about 30 seconds. Okay, it hasn't got to you. It just says sending right now. It tells me right now, sent. Just give me a second here.
How long will it take before I can go on Google and find my business on the front page?
Well, you're a registered business, right? Do you have a, you're an LLC, correct?
An LLC, yes.
Yeah, yeah. So you're good to go. I mean, all we have to do is a verification with Google. So let me give you the time frame. So the posting on the social media end, the website that we would build for you, putting you on Yelp, putting you on Apple, that only takes us about 7 days, maximum 10 days to get you on there. The only thing that takes us a couple of weeks after that to get verified is the business through Google. But since you have an LLC, it shouldn't take us too long after that. You know, because a lot of times we help companies that don't have an LLC or a DBA, and that takes us, you know, sometimes 40 days to get them listed. But when you have your LLC, I mean, we should be able to get you verified pretty quick through Google. Okay. All I will ask for you is to make sure that you don't miss the phone call tomorrow, because that's the only thing that can cause a delay. Okay. If you don't pick up the call tomorrow, then we have to reschedule it. But yeah, I mean, I'm going to be straight with you. Google gives us a 45-day maximum, window, for you to show. But I mean, I've been doing this for many years. You have your LLC, or if you had your DBA, it's really, it facilitates things for us to get you verified. You know, and when I say verified, we just have to make sure you're a legit business.
Okay.
Did you, okay, there. It says that you should have got it by now, brother.
Yeah, I have it open right now.
Okay. So on that one that says, with the one that you open, if you go towards the bottom, you're going to see a little, a sign that says, please click here to accept subscription terms. If you see that, please click on that. It's right above where it says access your dashboard. If you see access your dashboard, you went a little too far down. It's a little bit above that.
Yeah, I have that open now.
Okay. It's going to take you to another page that says local / terms of experience. Yeah, I can walk you through it. You can read through it, whatever makes you feel more comfortable, brother. But basically, if you look for your phone number, let me know if you see your phone number.
Yeah, I see my phone number.
Yeah, so all that it requires is these little two boxes to be filled in, because this is what I sent over to the IT guys. The reason I'm walking you through it, because it's going to save you about 10 or 15 minutes tomorrow, because this is one of the first things that they'll ask you, and then they would do the same thing. They'll walk you through it. So what this says, the first one, that you agree to receive SMS messages from us to your number. SMS is another thing for text message. So you click on that first box. The second box says, I certify and authorize that you are the cardholder that you provided and all the information you provided is complete and accurate. Okay. So you click both of those boxes. And then right underneath that, where it says signature, you're going to see your name, Trevor Reed. Do you see your name spelled out? Yeah, right underneath your name, there's a little orange box where you have to type in your name exactly as it shows on here. Trevor Reed. And then hit confirm signature. What this does, it's going to give you access to the dashboard that I was talking to you about.
Okay.
So let me know when you do it, and I'll confirm that. Okay. Give me a second.
Yeah,
let me
I did it.
All right. Did it send you over to the other page asking you for the credentials?
Like a login page?
Yeah. So tomorrow when you get a call from the IT guys, they're going to provide you those credentials, okay? The first thing that they're going to see that you already completed it. So like I said, it's going to save you about 15 minutes on the phone because they would have done the same thing with you. So that's why I like to do it with my customers, you know, because when they talk to them, it's like, oh, yes, you already done it. Perfect. Let me just give you the passwords. Well, Mr. Reed, again, brother, let me be the first one to say welcome to the family here at Local Splash, brother. We look forward in the relationship with TR Plumbing and us to be a long-term one. And how do we do that? By providing results, man. At the end of the day, that's what matters. You know, you know, thank you for the opportunity. Again, we look forward to working with you for, you know, years to come. And I hope that, you know, we definitely keep that relationship with you. Just again, I'm sorry that I repeat myself. Please don't miss that phone call, tomorrow at 2 p.m. Okay. You're going to get the call. I will send you a Google reminder in about maybe, give me about 5 or 10 minutes so I can fill out all the paperwork, and then I'll send you a reminder as a courtesy just saying, hey, Trevor, you have an appointment with Local Splash tomorrow at 2 p.m. And then, you know, you'll be able to speak with our IT department. And here, I'm going to send you my information too. Let me know if you received it. I'm going to text it over to you. So if you ever need anything done, you can always shoot me a call. And then if I can do it myself, I'll do it. If not, I will definitely get that info over to the right department to get it done for you. That way you don't have to hassle with different people, brother.
Okay.
I just text you over my info.
Yep, I got it.
Yeah, yeah. It says, hi, this is Mario with Local Splash. Let's get you on the top of Google. Then the company phone number, and I provided you my personal extension. It's on there, 1128.
All right, sounds good. I appreciate it.
Now, you got it, Trevor. Again, thank you very much, brother, for your time. And, again, welcome to the family, brother. We'll be in touch with you tomorrow, again, 2 p.m.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good one now. Bye-bye.
You bye.